All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, I got to tell you, you know, we had ambition, and I did miss a little bit of it, but the excitement that's been created because of what this company is doing is awesome. And I hope that you are taking advantage of the attendee-only bonuses and the things that Ambit is offering us right now. Great time to build your Ambit Energy business. And this is a great way to get your week off to a great start by being here every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. You're going to get the information that's going to make a difference for you. And tonight, I'm going to tell you, get pen and paper ready to go because we got a special guest on. You know, last week we had some technical difficulties and we had a special guest and he was willing to come back on this week and I can't wait to hear what he's got to say. But listen, Cindy asked about simulcast and at this moment they haven't given us a specific date, but here's what you can expect. In the not too distant future, they're going to notify us of when we can register for the big event and they're going to give the attendees of the national conference of our Ambition event, probably a discount in like a 72-hour window to take advantage of that. So be prepared for it. You know, simulcast is normally like $50, $60. Go ahead and put your money to the side. Just be ready to register as soon as you get notified so that we can build on that success and build towards the next big event, okay? Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for this evening. Many of you already know who he is. He's from Brewster, New York. He's a father of five. You know, he's been playing around in construction for many, many years. He, of course, an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, Pure Energy Award winner. In 2017, he won the Co-Founders Impact Award. And he's also been a featured speaker at Ambition and at Simulcast and here on this call. So please welcome to the call, executive consultant Jeff Rollins. Jeff, you with us?
I am, Bear. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad that technology worked this week and we're connected.
Yeah, it was a mouse in the system somewhere. We found him.
That's all right. Well,
there you go.
You know, that's awesome. Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for the great introduction. Always very humbled and honored to be part of this call. You know, I know that when Brian asks people to be on this call, and he wants to bring value to people in their business. So hopefully I can bring some value tonight. Well, guys, welcome to the Sunday night business builder call, and I was reflecting on this call this week. I've been on this call basically every Sunday night for about 9.5 years, and it's something that really every time, you know, there's some value. Brian did it for years and years and years on his own, and last week I was prepared to do the call, and you know, sometimes God really works in great ways, and he prepares us and gives us some space. And you know, I was coming off an event that, you know, wasn't such a pleasant event. You know, I've been in this business for 10 years. You know, it's been an amazing ride. I've watched Ambit Energy grow. I mean, you know, think about it, when I started in Ambit Energy the year October, it's coming up on 10 years. October 15th will be 10 years. But when I joined Ambit Energy was just named the number one fastest growing company in America. And we didn't have all the things that we have today. We didn't have apps. We didn't have successful home magazines. We didn't have all these things. We had an Inc. 500 magazine. And we actually carried the magazine around. It had Ambit Energy on the cover, and it had a full spread of our co-founder, Jerry Thompson Jr., 20,000% growth, fastest growing company in America. And that's what we use for recruiting. That's what we use to show people. And, you know, guys, the thing about it is the mental edge we had was the excitement that we had about that. And, you know, so last week, you know, I was coming off, it was Sunday, Saturday, About 7 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, I got some notification that a very good friend of mine, a guy that I had done a lot of volunteer mission work with, he was a very respected and very giving guy, very successful in the construction industry. And we would volunteer together and bring our crews to a camp called Children's Bible Fellowship. And we would volunteer our time, and we would do roofs, and we would goof around, and we'd spend a lot of time doing real hard work that we normally didn't do, but we did it in the name of God. We did it in the name of service, and we had a real good time. And I got some unfortunate news that he'd entered into hospice, and he'd been suffering from a brain tumor for a number of years. And it's amazing because I had seen him. We'd lost some touch, you know, when you have someone that's really good friends, but he wasn't a real good friend that I hung out with on the weekends and our families did stuff together. I had a separate relationship with him that had to do with, you know, my relationship with Doug was a service relationship. So when we saw each other when we were serving God. And serving what we wanted to do. And that's the relationship I had with him. And, you know, sometimes we have different types of relationships that have to do with service, relationships that might have to do with recovery, relationships that might have to do with ambient energy. We have different relationships in our life that people are put in place. And, you know, I saw Doug many times since 2018. And he never mentioned to me that he had a diagnosis. And, you know, he lost his battle. And had about 3 or 4 surgeries. And it's a sad story, but there was a memorial service on that Saturday. And it was an emotional time for me. It was a guy that really just served so hard and gave it all that I really believe. I mean, Doug did more in his 58 years of his life than I think most of us would be able to do in 100 years of life. That's the kind of guy he was. And they had an outsourced service, and, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people showed up, and his 4 kids spoke. And I was very blessed by it and very moved by it. And, you know, sometimes you start asking questions why God would take somebody like that home so soon. But that's just, you know, sometimes the way it is. And you know, we say on these calls, and we say in network marketing that, you know, you shouldn't talk about religion and you shouldn't talk about politics. And I'm going to talk about both tonight, and I'm going to break the rules, but it's not going to be based off a stand. It's just going to be based off of my heart and some things that I really think can help you in your business. And hopefully I can wrap them and relate them to it. I'm not an expert on the Bible, and I'm definitely not an expert in politics. But I really think there's just a lot of things and a lot of value that we can take out of these different topics. So I want you to think about something. If you live your life from the day you're born and you're given life to 80 years old, you've lived 29,200 days. And I want you to think about that, and I want you to write that number down. Because 29,200 days doesn't always sound to me like a lot once it comes into days, but that's the span of an 80 year life. And, you know, I know what most people will do. It's what I did when I heard that is I took the 29,200 days. I went by, I'm 56 years old, October 26th, I'll be 57. And I just started doing math. To see how many days I had left. And, you know, some people might look at this and say, that sounds pretty morbid, but, you know, it's the question of is how are you living your life out? You know, and the value that you're performing and the things that you're doing in your life, how much value do they have? You see, Doug had so much value that the 58 years that he lived fulfilled what most people, like I said, would probably be able to do in 100 years. And the thing I think we have to look at ourselves is what type of value and what kind of service are we providing in our lives right now? And that really reflects right to our business, because I think the number one reason that people don't succeed in ambient energy is because they have fear. And, you know, I want you to think about something. Brian always said there's two types of in this business, two sections. There's a mental and a mechanical part of this business. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now mechanically in Ambit Energy that's working great, and we have great service and apps, and, you know, it seems like everyone's really got themselves together when it comes to, you know, how the mechanical part of this business works, and they're leveraging that and taking advantage of that. But, you know, when COVID hit and we got put in a stay in place. Now, guys, I live 45 miles of New York City. The epicenter of the COVID-19 virus when it started was 25 miles north of us. I mean, south of us. So it was a scary time. And, you know, I knew God had our back. And thank God we didn't lose anyone that was real close to us. And I really feel bad, because it's been a really fearful thing that's gone on in this world. And it's real. Don't take me wrong. I believe that COVID's real. I know people have lost their life. I know, I just heard of a friend of mine that lost his mom in a nursing home. She was 93 years old. She was in perfect health. And unfortunately, in the state of New York, they sent COVID patients to nursing homes, and a lot of people lost their lives. And, I think it's real. But I also think that there's been a tremendous amount of fear that's been instilled into what we're dealing with. And when you have fear, what is fear? You know, one person that I heard say this: fear is false evidence appearing real. That's something that Les Brown said that this really resonated with me. So think about that: false evidence appearing real. So how much of COVID is real, and how much of it is you know, fear and fear to move forward? And I think this has a lot to do with what's going on in our businesses and how we can operate our business right now. And then you have to ask yourself, you know, listen, my total skill that I've been able to identify and use in this business has been the skill of my ability to talk to people face to face, sit down with people one on one. That's how I did the business. So when it came to now the business is being done online and having to do Zoom presentations and all the things that are in place that way, some people are thriving in that arena, and some people aren't. Some people had to learn and had to grow, and you know, I'm willing to do that, and I've done that, but it's not my strength. So those things, when it came to technology and Zoom and doing presentations, presents a certain amount of fear in the sense for some people. I'm not saying that I'm afraid of it, but it's not a comfortable place for me to be. And when you're operating in that area, you're not exactly perfectly on your game. And it's something you have to learn. So what is that? That's false evidence appearing real. It's not really something you should be afraid of, because, you know, everybody's dealing with it. Everybody has to learn at a certain level. Now, guys that are already in that arena, and when the COVID hit, could hit the ground running, you know, and they were, in a sense, X game qualified in the technical world and the way that they built their business. And this, all this did was just highlight that and allow them to move and push forward. And that's just the reality, right? That's just the way it goes. And, you know, there's these times of uncertainties, these times of heightened political views, these times of, unrest when it comes to, this United States. This has been a very, very challenging time, in a time that I believe that we have the best of the best when it comes to Ambit Energy. You know, Ambit Energy being, you know, acquired by Vistra Energy, and Vistra Energy doing what they've done and taking their time. You know, I study these type of things. I look at them and I study my business, and just to see what Vistra Energy has done and what they are going to do and what they're going to do forward, it's just been amazing to watch, because these guys are smart individuals. I remember back at the EC Fly right before the COVID hit, Brian and I had the opportunity and the pleasure to be invited down to speak at the EC Fly. And, I don't think I was the first choice to speak. It was a last minute thing. And they asked me to come down. I was a pleasure to do it. And me and Brian were speaking, and we had some amazing conversations. But it was the first time that the EC Fly actually took a tour of the Vistra headquarters. And I had an opportunity to take a tour and meet with Scott Hudson and meet with Jim Burke, and meet with Sydney and meet with Scott Hudson, and also meet Kurt Morgan. And to listen to these guys speak and to hear them talk about the amount of years that they had been involved in the energy industry, there's a combined of over 100 years experience in the energy industry with those five individuals or four individuals in the energy industry. And, you know, we have a tremendous backing. But what does it all mean to you if you are sitting in a space right now that you're fearful of a current circumstance that's going on? Because fear can freeze you. Fear can put you in a spot where the mental aspect of this business really just overtakes you, and it doesn't allow you to move forward. And, you know, What were you doing during the COVID? So I think, you know, identifying your fears and also identifying other people's fears is a key mental aspect to moving forward in this business. And I want to touch on this because, you know, I did a couple things during the COVID. I mean, to stay in place, and there was I still am in the construction arena in a management spot, and we were just shut down, and there was nothing going on. So I decided that I wasn't going to sit back, and I wasn't going to come out of this without a space of learning, about a space of overcoming some fears. So I decided to do a couple things. The first thing I decided to do is I've been wanting for a very long time to enroll in some college courses. And I'm very interested in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. So I enrolled in Hillsdale College, has online courses, and currently taking Constitution 101 right now. And I take college courses, and I go. I listen to the instructors, and I have to take tests, and it's amazing. And I'm so, you know, much open to learning than I was back when I was in college. And it's amazing when we put ourselves in a space and we overcome fears, and we put ourselves in a position to learn. So I'm learning from that. And then, you know, the Declaration of Independence, I want you to think about a couple things when we go through this. Is you have fear. Now think about the Declaration of Independence. Declaration of Independence, you know, has basically a mantra of a mission statement in the sense of the Declaration of Independence. You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is kind of the backbone of our Declaration of Independence, right? So what does that mean? You know, if we're fearful of doing things, you know, it's very hard to fulfill the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So life, what is life to you? Because life, in the sense, can mean a couple different things. And I said that I was going to share two things tonight that are said like not to share when it comes to a network marketing business, but I'm going to share them. So the first thing I want to share is what does life mean to you? You can look at the word life and you can say that means to me the day I was born, I was given life. Okay. And that's when my life started. Or you can look at life as what I look at life as is being a Christian, a born-again Christian. I look at, I was given life when I came to Christ. That is one way you can look at life. And there was my life before that, and there was my life after that. I was saved when I was 31 years old, always went to church, always believed in God, but never had a personal relationship. So my life really, in the sense of service and serving people, and it began at the age of 31. And I want you to think about that for a minute, because coming back to the time that we have, the 0 to 80 and the 29,200 days, you know, the first 31 years of my life were a different service than the 30, 40, 50 years going forward after that. And I always say that, you know, I did a lot of work. So much work for the devil that God looked at that and saw how hard I was working there, and he gave me a smack over the head and brought me onto his side so I'd work as hard for him. And, you know, I still haven't evened out the amount of time that I worked for the devil that I'm working for him. I'm getting close, But I still have a couple more years to go when it comes to that service. But my focus and my service and my dedication has a different meaning and a different focus than it did for my first 31 years of my life when it comes to life. And then liberty, what does liberty mean when it comes to life? Liberty means freedom. You know, the freedoms that we have in the United States of America. And, you know, we are in a heightened position right now. We're less than a month away from a very, very controversial presidential election. And no matter where you sway and the way you look, it doesn't matter to me. And, you know, and I can share, I'll share, you know, where I'm at just from a point of view of the way I was brought up. It's amazing to think that, you know, in this time when I think we all should have been focused on loving and supporting and helping people and building relationships, what happened was, it's just a perfect storm of uncertainty and anger and hatred that is just filtered into this and come to a head. And it's just amazing because, guys, this affects our business. This affects the way that we talk to people, the way that we contact people, the way that people receive us when we're contacting them. All is in relationship to what's going on in our lives in this current state. And our current state and the relationship to liberty and what we have is we have a lot of people that are divided. You know what I mean? The country is divided down the middle, and it's a really challenging time. Now, I was very blessed to grow up in a position where I never had a racial tendency in any sense of the way. I was adopted in 1963 by a couple that was 15 and 17. And brought into life, luckily, obviously they decided to have me, which I believe is a choice in itself. And then I was adopted by an older couple and lived in Scarsdale, New York, the town where Norbert Hennessy lives. And then my father retired and I moved to North Salem, probably one of the most wealthiest well-to-do areas and predominantly Caucasian surroundings. But two of my best friends are Spanish and African American. So I didn't grow up that way. And I always judged people by the character and their hearts, never by the color of their skin. That's where Jeff Rollins stands. And it's just amazing that I see so many people that are so angry and so divided in this country, and it saddens me. So your freedom and your liberty is huge, but we need to really think about the fears of people and ask people questions in our business when we are asking them to take a look at this business. Because right now, guys, there is an opportunity that so many people have been displaced and so many people have been furloughed and so many people are uncertain that I believe our business right now, besides the fear of why people aren't moving in the business, is better than or as good as when I got into the business in 2010. You know, the economy tanked in 2010. People were uncertain. We had the subprime mortgage mess. People were being foreclosed on. People were losing their jobs. And the situation was the perfect storm for a network marketing model like Ambit Energy, because people were looking to save money and people were looking to make money. And we blasted. It was $429 in the state of New York, plus your first month's website, $459, and you were getting a guaranteed 1% savings that you really couldn't calculate and you couldn't see. And we didn't even talk about rates. We just asked people if they wanted an opportunity to save a little money and that they could get an opportunity to make money and make residual income based off of public utility. But we did it with excitement, and we did it with fortitude that this was the opportunity that they could save them, and we tied it into their why. But now people are afraid of a lot of things. There's uncertainty in an election. There's uncertainty and unrest in some cities and some inner cities and racial divide. There's a lot of things going on in people's minds and uncertainty. I mean, we have people moved out of New York City. You can't find a house within a 50-mile radius of New York City right now in the real estate market because people are moving out and they're buying. So uncertain times breeds fear. So guys, we need to be tremendously careful on our approach when we're asking people to take a look at this business. We need to build relationships and make our invitation to joining the business secondary to the relationship and the question asking and finding out where people are in their business. So life, where did your life begin in yourself, and where do you stand now? Liberty, and in the second part of the life, liberty and the pursuit for happiness, is the liberty of freedom and where people are at right now with their political views, with their thought processes on the way that the country is moving and their freedoms and their lack of freedoms and them being oppressed. I mean, these are things that are there and a reality. People losing their jobs. I was in the men's warehouse the other day, and there's a young gentleman in there. I asked him how it was going. It's in a mall. And he said, well, we just came back. We were furloughed for a while. And I said, well, listen, I was looking at some nice stuff. I don't have time to try stuff on. I'd like to come back, but I'll talk to you, because I know that you guys, you know, get credit for a few. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, that's gone now. We had to come back, but we don't have commission now. We're just on straight salary, because it's the way that they had to do it, because Men's Warehouse had to file Chapter 11 because of COVID. And you know, so think about that. Now, I was able to turn that and say, well, listen, I don't know if you are looking for something else, but I'd love to have a conversation with you, because I have something that I think might be able to help you. Could we connect? And we traded numbers, and we're going to talk. So, you know, guys, I wasn't fearful of saying that, but you have to be very careful. Now, I'm going to build a relationship with them. I'm going to go in and purchase some clothes, because I want to do that anyway. Before I approach them on the business, I want to build a relationship and find out a little more about them. And how do you build a relationship? The second leg of this is you need to ask questions and help people to overcome their fears. And how can we help them overcome their fears? So just remind them about where we're at in our lives. Remind them that we have freedom and we have liberties in this life more than any other country in this whole world. So life, liberty, and then the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness is what? See, people are looking for happiness no matter what side they're on, no matter what political side they're on, no matter what religious side they're on, no matter what side you're on, when it comes to skin color and religion, whatever it is. Ultimately, if you can put somebody down and put them there in the honesty seat, I call it, in the seat that they would be truthful, the truth seat, putting all their political views, all the religious views, all the racial views, whatever they are, and putting them aside, ultimately, everybody is in the pursuit of happiness. It's a question of, what is happiness to you? Is happiness financial freedom? Is happiness serving people? Is happiness, you know, just having enough money to pay the bills? Happiness has so many different levels. And if we approach people at the wrong level, if we approach people at a heightened level where we're at, we need to find out where they're at and approach them at their level. So how do we do that? Well, I think the first thing we need to check is check our level and check where we're at when it comes to all these things that I'm talking about tonight. Right? You know, where are you at between 0 and 80? And, you know, there's something out there called the dash. I know that Coach the other day had posted something on it. It's a poem, and you can look it up. It's called the dash. And I did a whole training on the dash. And the dash is, you know, you have, I was born October 26th, 1963. And then the year that I pass and go on to the Lord will be the end. But in the middle, they'll put a dash, and they'll put that on your tombstone, or they'll put that in your obituary, whatever it is. And the dash is your life, guys. The dash is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the question is where are you at when it comes to your dash, your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Because I believe your ability to sponsor people and build long-term relationships in this business has a lot to do with where you're at with your dash. See, You know, you can have some views and you can have some beliefs and you can be strong about it, but it's not all about you and what you believe and what you're strong about. It's about what other people's beliefs are and what their fears are and how you can help them to overcome those fears to move forward and to move into a place where they can see themselves being successful in Ambit Energy. We have all the tools in place, guys. We have more tools. We have more on the mechanical side than we've ever had in this business since I've been in the business. There's just no question about that. There's the apps and there's the videos and there's Vistra Energy with $13 billion in a publicly traded company. There's things happening and philosophies changing in the way that we do energy, all those things are there, and I'm not going to talk about those tonight, but they're in place, I believe, more than it's ever been. I believe the financial stability of Ambit Energy is in a better place than it's ever been. But the question is where are you at in relationship in your head to old baggage, to things that might have happened in your career in Ambit Energy, to what happened, to what you're passing on and breathing and showing people when you're asking them. See, the person that's brand new, the person that's excited about an Ambit Energy has the best opportunity to sponsor someone else into the business than I believe anybody else. Because, you know, this is 90% excitement and 10% knowledge. And the knowledge part isn't too difficult in this business. The bottom line is, we have electricity, you know, switch on, switch off. It's really not difficult. So can you learn some skills? Do you need to grow? Do you need to learn how to talk to people? Absolutely. But the bottom line is where you're at with your life and your liberty and your pursuit of happiness has everything to do with how attractive you're going to be in attracting people into your business long term. The other night, I got invited by my group, you know, just a super group, George and Barb Rompre and Kathy Craig, you know, senior consultants from the Connecticut area. And the Connecticut markets haven't been the perfect markets over the last couple of years, and they're just warriors, you know. And I was having a conversation with them. It was a surprise birthday party for George. It was his 70th birthday. And, you know, he sat there and he told stories about his life and how Barb and him met and how he was in the service for a certain amount of years and he ran a business. And I sat there and I just listened to his stories, and his life has been rich and his life has been fulfilled with happiness. And it hasn't always been perfect, but they love each other and they have a great relationship. And those relationships that we've built are through Ambit Energy. And because they invited, my wife came with me and we went up and we spent a couple hours with those guys. And we didn't really talk a lot about business. It was really just, you know, saying hello, talking a little bit about life, talking about, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then just letting George share his story. And guys, think about that, is those relationships that we've built allowed us to have friendships that are lifetime friendships. If Ambit Energy goes away tomorrow, which I don't think it's going to, those relationships are withstanding. So guys, what kind of relationships are you building? Because that's what forges through the challenging times. That's what allows you to get inside of people's lives, build relationships, help to identify people's fears, help them to get through their fears, to get to the next level so that they can get better, so that they can attract people and bring people into the business and build relationships. And all it is the mental aspect of overcoming fear so that you can ask someone to take a look at the business, so that they can come in, so you can enter into a relationship with that person, so that you can build a lifetime relationship with them. And along the way, you're going to gather a handful of loyal customers that you're all going to love and trust. You're going to show others how to do the same. And then you're going to build more relationships. And all the technical part about it is very, very small amount of what we're doing here. So I want to finish up with this. you know, the skills and the things that we acquire, you know what I mean, are going to make up the character and the type of people we are. And I thought a lot about Doug's life and his dash. And Doug Odell's dash is more filled than many people in this world. And I believe that, you know, sometimes God takes people home where here on earth we don't understand it. You know, Isaiah 27 explains this in a huge way. And if you've ever lost somebody that's been young and they've been such a good person and you can't understand it, I recommend you look in Isaiah 27, because it talks about, you know, how God will take somebody home to spare them the evil that we have to endure in this world. And right now, guys, we're enduring a lot of evil, and we're enduring a lot of stuff that has a lot of people very fearful about their future and their life and where they're at. So my recommendation is, you know, Ambit Energy is a great opportunity, and we all know that if you can engage somebody in it, they can change their lives, because it's a proven fact. I've seen it. But your approach to the relationship in these times needs to be first the relationship, finding out where people at, maybe finding out what they're fearful and helping them. You know, be a person of service and help some people out. During these times, identify an elderly person that might be fearful about going out and getting groceries because they're still afraid of the COVID, because they're fearful of what? You know, false evidence appearing real. Well, if the news media keeps digging down on something, people are going to be afraid of. And I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying that it can be inflated to a point where people are afraid of it, to the point where they're going to be stuck. Be a person of service, you know, do something for yourself, so when you come out of this, you can feel proud about it. I'm going to finish these college courses, and it's something that I'm going to be excited about. I've fixed up my house. I've done some stuff in my house that every day I walk in after a hard day's work and out late with Ambit Energy, and I said, man, I'll get that done someday. You know what? I wrote a list and I got it done. I redid our bedroom and put new floors, and I did things that I haven't done in years, and I feel good about it. And it makes me feel good. And when I feel good, I'm going to have a good attitude. When I have a good attitude, I'm going to be more attractive to other people. Identify it and work on it, because, guys, we live in the best, I believe, country in the world. We have the freedoms, and you know, just follow life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to your fullest, because you just don't know between 0 and 80 and the 29,200 days when your day is going to be up, and you're not going to have the opportunity to fulfill some of the things you wanted to fulfill. So, guys, I'm going to shoot it back to you, Bear. I hope that was something that people can use, and I couldn't be more excited about where we're headed.
I got to tell you, Jeff, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm listening to you very intently, especially when you said you were going to break the rules and talk religion and politics. I was like, okay, I'm probably going to have to clean this up. But I got to tell you, that was some real gold right there, you know, to really take a look at your life, and not only to use your friend, but also to use yourself as an example of taking yourself on at this particular time in life. And I believe that we've been given this opportunity. You know, how would I say this? You know, there are times in your life when you kind of feel like, I just wish everything would just pause for a second and let me catch up. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that if your perspective can get that, we have exactly that opportunity. For example, for you to catch up on the list of things that you wanted to do, for you to go back and take some college courses. It's like, if you look at this as an opportunity, you know, in all the challenges that are there, but you also look at it as an opportunity, then you can take advantage of it in a whole different way. And I appreciate that you've taken that on and kind of brought that to light tonight, as well as many other things. great job. I'm glad that you were able to come back on the second week and be able to deliver this. Thank you, sir.
Well, listen, Bear, I really truly believe that last week was God's design to allow me to kind of sit on this message for a week, because I'll kind of call it a message. I listened to one of my favorite guys to listen to, who was a big political guy, and now he's not. His gentleman's name is Trey Gowdy, and he just wrote a book, and it's a bestseller, and it's he was a prosecutor for years and never lost a case. And he was a prosecutor of homicide cases, and then he served in the Senate. He just wrote a book just recently. I haven't picked it up yet, but it's about how to communicate, and it's supposedly one of the best books on how to communicate and persuade people. So I forget, the book has to do with communication persuasion. That's not exactly the title, but it's the Trey Gowdy. You could definitely look it up. This our life is about putting if we could put ourselves in a good position, Bear, and become happy and become fulfilled ourselves and be satisfied where we're at, I believe that just radiates and we become magnets and attracted to other people. If we're all messed up and we're dealing with a lot of stuff, we're not as attractive.
I can agree to that. I can agree to that. Hey, folks, you probably want to listen to this call again. You know someone who may be challenged right now with different situations that would get value out of this call. I want to thank Norbert Hennessy for recording the calls that we have on a regular basis and he makes them available to us. So if you're on Facebook and you're in some of the Ambient Energy groups, you'll be able to see that link that Norbert will put out soon. And you can also find it on topambitleaders.com. That's top, T-O-P, Ambit, A-M-B-I-T, leaders, LEADERS.com. You know, I tell you, this is one of those times where I wish we could, you know, open the lines and have a dialogue. I don't want to do that because I'll probably create something that I didn't intend. So we'll probably wind up
We'll pass on that one tonight.
There you go. But folks,
I'd be happy to do one night.
Maybe we'll do it on a Zoom or something like that. But that's a great conversation to have. Okay? So I want to thank you all for being with us tonight, and I'm going to invite you to be back here next Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. And in as much as I've enjoyed this conversation, let me open up the lines and give you an opportunity to thank Jeff for bringing it to us as well. Hold on just a moment.